This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stunners right now if the Tennessee Titans did anything other than take quarterback Cam Ward from Miami with the first overall pick in the draft. Certainly seems that that's the case. In fact, Warren Moon, who's number one, is retired by that franchise because he wore it for the Houston Oilers.
Right.
And now, of course, the Houston Oilers are the Tennessee Titans. Warren has said, you know, if Cam wants to wear number one, I might think about it.
I have a problem
with that. Nice of Warren.
I mean, did he ever really? Does it? To me, I see him in the Houston Oilers.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, but it's still the franchise type of thing.
Yeah.
And then the Browns are sitting at number two, and we know what's going to happen. We're going out to Berea, and we will hear from Browns players as they speak here in the noon hour, second day of OTAs, and Kevin Stefanski will be speaking as well this afternoon. We'll hear it right here on Baskin and Phelps, probably sometime here in the noon hour. Stick with us. He's going to be with us. Chris Rose, NFL Network, his draft coverage tomorrow. We're going to get a big lowdown on all that. And we're going to talk a little Cavs. Michael Lee from the Washington Post is going to join us at 1:20. And he's written a really in-depth piece about Darius Garland. So it'll be great to have Michael back with us. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner right there is Andy Baskin.
Hey, you know, it's draft week, and the rumors are swirling and where the Browns will go in the draft. Obviously, we've been talking about that a little bit, too. Cavs run in the NBA playoffs. You know what's underway with Game 2 tonight against Miami. So don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app.
There's a lot that's happening here with the draft, just as far as scuttlebutt goes. No trades or anything yet. NFL.com has an interesting story out now, and you know we're all reading all this stuff, and we're all checking everything we can possibly check about everything and just trying to hear rumblings. NFL.com, bold predictions for round one. Browns shock at number two with a question mark. Eric Edholm, who's been with us and is going to be with us coming up later this week, I believe, he says he thinks it's possible that four quarterbacks are selected in round one.
Four.
Gentlemen, we now go live to Berea for Browns quarterback Joe Flacco. Press conferences on 92.3 The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com.
A lot of guys that we didn't fool things with. It was always refreshing.
Joe, was that why it was attractive to come back this year, or were there other reasons that you decided to sign him?
I think obviously, like, you look at the past and there's something that makes you feel good about it, but it's mostly just comes down to the people, not necessarily like the results that.
Obviously, some audio issues there with Joe Flacco, so hopefully we get that corrected and get it corrected quickly. Oh, look what Andy's doing. He's being cute.
Yeah. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, that was not good. So as soon as we get that corrected, we will hear it right here on The Fan. Edholm says on NFL.com he thinks it's possible four quarterbacks are selected in round one.
You buying that?
Well, yeah. You know why? because every team that needs a quarterback might jump up and get one. And the other three, I would assume, would be Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart and Jalen Milrow. I think for four quarterbacks to be selected in round one, the Browns would have to move back up into round one to take one.
Well, why wouldn't they just take one at two?
Because that's not the value you're looking for. Chad Ryder.
You're the guy that always says, if you really want him that bad and you've got the number two pick, why wouldn't you just take him there?
Because you want Travis Hunter even more.
That's why.
Chad Ryder says Ashton Gentry will be picked by before Raiders head coach Pete Carroll can make the call at number six. So he has Gentry going off the board before the Raiders could get him at number six.
Again, these are just bold predictions.
Yep,
right?
These are just bold predictions. But here's another one. And this one to me is somewhat interesting. Mark Ross from NFL.com says, unanimously assumed during the pre-draft process that Cleveland will select either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
However, early on Thursday night, the Browns provide a shocker when they take Shedeur Sanders in that spot.
Are we just throwing stuff against the wall? That's all.
I'm not, but maybe Mark Ross is.
Well, that's his the gig there, right? Like, you got to make a bold prediction.
That's a bold prediction piece, yeah. But I think the boldest prediction of all of those is actually that Shedeur Sanders would go at number two. I think it's actually possible that four quarterbacks go in the first round. I really do. And I think it's very possible that Ashton Gentry goes before the Raiders have a chance to pick at six. But the thing that I'm a little intrigued by, Sanders going to number two, that just, and again, who knows what the Browns are thinking? Who knows what all of everything is there? But Sanders is clearly the wild card. If some team really wants him, Andy, I would think they trade up to the Browns to get him. And I say that because there is the possibility that the Giants take him at three. I don't think that's likely. But I think there is the possibility. I think they're in better shape at quarterback with Jameis and with Russell Wilson than the Browns are with Kenny Pickett and with Joe Flacco, whose audio is bad and we're not listening to him right now.
I don't know. I mean, wouldn't you say it's pretty close to a wash?
No. I think Russell Wilson is clearly better than either of our guys. And I think Jameis is comparable to Joe Flacco and better right now than Kenny Pickett, because we don't know what we have in Pickett. And Pickett's going to have to go out and earn the job if it's going to be his, and then show that he's capable of continuing to hang on to that job.
So but you're saying, when you look at that situation, the median of that, is the median of the Browns better than the medians of that situation with Jameis? So
I don't know what that means.
Saying, okay, so take all four, rank all four of those quarterbacks that you just talked about. Russell Wilson.
Number one.
Who's number two? Flacco?
I personally think Jameis.
Oh, you think Jameis is number two?
Yeah, I like Jameis more than I like Joe Flacco, despite what we saw last year.
I think Flacco and Jameis are a wash.
Flacco has had...
You're right, Russell Wilson's
better. Flacco has had one, and I don't mean this to disparage Joe at all. I'm glad they signed him. I think he's a nice signing here. I think Flacco, since he's left Baltimore, has had one above average stretch, one, and it came here. Now, can Kevin Stefanski get that out of him again? Can Joe do that here again without Amari Cooper, who was his favorite receiver when he was here? Can Joe do that again? Boy, I sure hope so. But Flacco's had one good stretch, and it lasted five games since he's been done in Baltimore. And so I don't mean to downplay him at all. I'm glad they signed him. But, man, I sure hope Pickett beats him out. And if not, I think the Browns have an issue, unless they have their quarterback in waiting sitting there ready to go. And they might. But that guy might not be ready to go this year. So I would go Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco, then Kenny Pickett, based on what we've seen throughout their careers and everything else, with the hope that Kenny Pickett moves up right behind Russell Wilson. Make any sense?
Yeah, that all makes sense to me, too. I don't know. I'm listening to what you're saying. I just, The best case scenario is to realize that if you don't think you have a quarterback here, please don't reach. Just don't reach. That's what I'm asking for, to take the best player available. You got so many needs. I was looking at Twitter. There are just some of the dumbest people I've ever read on Twitter. Like, how many times have I said, Jeff, on the air that I kind of switch my opinion
from Abdul Carter to Travis Hunter?
And believe me, if they take Abdul Carter, I will be very excited and very happy. I've been talking about it, but up until about 10 days ago, that's all I talked about was Abdul Carter. And then I think you hit a reality when you say to yourself, we have a team that can't get more than 15 points per game. That's sad, and I think you have to outweigh that over the needs of maybe being able to bring in another guy on the other side to mirror or be the perfect complement to Myles Garrett. And so I'm reading like that. I'm going to block this one idiot because he just clearly – I mean, you got to listen. They should take Twitter away from people that don't listen, because we're just sitting here, and I've said it 1,000 times. How can the Browns look themselves in the mirror on Friday morning and not take somebody on offense when the offense was absolutely horrific last year, dead last in the NFL?
I can tell you why.
I can tell you that I love Abdul Carter, and I wish they would take him, but if they take somebody that can help them out offensively and get into the end zone and get them up to at least 20 points per game, then they've made a good decision.
The question is Travis...
And 20's not going to win for you, I'm sorry.
Is Travis Hunter going to be a big-time player, and can he be a factor in really improving your offense?
So what about Ashton Jeanty? I mean, look, I know that no one's going to stand on the table and say take a running back at two, but if all the projections are true about him, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Your offense is abysmal.
I truly think position should not... If the Browns are thinking about Travis Hunter, and they should be, certainly, then I also think they should be thinking about Ashton Jeanty. And I know nobody takes a running back at two anymore, except for one thing. What do you want out of that pick? Do you want a wide receiver, or do you want the most impactful player you can get on offense? And now I don't know which guy will be the most impactful player. But if the Browns decide that they think Jeanty would be much more impactful than Travis Hunter, then they should take the running back. They should, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I Jenty's the other guy of this group that makes me go, why wouldn't you take him? Why wouldn't you take him? Why
if you think he's going to be...
Especially when you talk about the comparison.
Hugely impactful. And at this point, you don't even need to say, you know, well, is he going to have a 10-year career? Well, who says Travis Hunter is? If he's playing both ways, he could get beat up and be out of the league in 7 years. Could Jeanty play like many running backs are now into their early 30s?
Well, I also think Trayvon Henderson can catch the ball too. I know I've seen him as like third, fourth best in this class for whatever that's worth. But, I mean, Kansas City's talking to him, right?
Trayvon Henderson?
Yeah.
They had a call with him yesterday. Andy Reid was on the call. They have the 31st pick.
I don't think... Either one of the running backs from Ohio State is going to disappoint the NFL team they end up with.
Mike is buzzing around in his car. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Mike, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what do you
can
got?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Cleveland, the offensive problems are not going to get solved until they take quarterback. You can pick all these players you want, but if you don't have a quarterback to get them the ball, it doesn't really matter, okay?
Without question, except for one thing, Mike. You can't draft a guy just because of the position he plays. You have to think he's going to be good.
Jeff, it's called, you know, it's teaching these guys. You got to have some patience with these guys. If they would have kept Baker Mayfield, who knows what our future would have been. The problem with the Browns is they haven't had any patience with these quarterbacks since they draft them. All the 31 other teams, you say about 17 got the quarterback because they have patience. And they let these guys learn and sit a year and learn behind a veteran, correct?
Yeah, but the problem copycat problem, because people, now you look at Washington like, whoa, wait a minute, why can't we have this guy do this?
They don't all sit. you know, some rookies play. But I get your point, Mike. And you're
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Right about it. Mike's gone. Okay. Marcus in Aurora. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, guys. Just remember Mahomes sat a year. So.
Yeah.
But they had Alex
That's
Smith
one.
Behind him.
Jordan Love sat yeah. three. So did Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. How about this now? I think if the team wants to trade up with the Browns, you got to figure it's got to be one of the five best teams in the league. So the pick would be late. You know, in other words, 28 to 32, whatever. You think there's any chance Philly wants Abdul Carter? You know, they sure. lost their one edge rusher. And you think if the Browns could get, you know, they'll get a one this year, and then they'll have two ones next year. You think Philly would do that? And if you're the Browns, how could you say no to that for the second pick?
You could you know? Easily say no to it because
yeah, you're looking at basically a second-round pick if right. they're as good as they were this year. I mean, right. it's not – What's the bar? You better throw in a lot more.
Yeah, but
than
it's
that.
Next. It's next year's draft, not this year's draft. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but,
so
but
you're
what
looking,
would you get out of this year's draft?
I mean, do you need that other
pick?
So the only reason I think you do that
well,
is if you want Arch Manning, and you're saying, okay, we're going to trade our very high pick because we weren't very good because we walked away from a player who might be able to impact us this season. So now we're back up in the top five, top two again. And now we're going to blend that with a 26 or lower pick based on whatever the Eagles do this year. I don't know. Would another team be interested in that? And that's if you had to get back up. I mean, look, if you're sitting at two, you might be able to get Arch Manning, you know?
Oh, yeah, but how are you going to get it two? Only if you stink.
Yeah. Well, if you're trading away the number two pick this year,
yeah.
you're asking to stink.
Marcus, I don't think there's any way they trade the number two pick for a pick down in the low 20s in this year's draft. I think the Browns have an opportunity to get somebody who they think will be an impactful player for this team, whether it be Carter, whether it be Hunter, whether it be Genty, whether it be Mason Graham, somebody who could be a really good football player for this team. So I don't see them trading that pick and moving down significantly.
A little bit of news, gentlemen?
Sure.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame has announced that the Detroit Lions and the Los Angeles Chargers will be in the Hall of Fame game on Thursday, July 31st.
Okay, so in other words, guys who won't make their team will be playing in Canton on July 31st. I like that.
Do you pre-soak the wet blanket before you throw it on things, or do you put the blanket on and then hose it off?
Hey, that we'll have Dan Campbell. He can take his guys through the Hall of Fame. That'll be fun. And then Harbaugh can come through and say, no, that guy's not a Hall of Famer. It'll be great.
It's good for Stark County when you got Detroit coming over.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, it's an easy ride. You got people coming up with less than probably 3 hours from
absolutely
coming on over. That's great for Canton.
We had some audio issues coming from Berea.
Antonio Gates, baby.
That's swell. Yeah. We have some audio issues coming from Berea. The Browns are working to clear that up. As soon as it's cleared up, we will be hearing from Browns players at some point, Kevin Stefanski as well. And don't forget, Chris Rose coming up on the show, Michael Lee, Cavs getting ready for game two, all coming up right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.